Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
800-610-5739.
Welcome back to 7th of the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jay Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with one of my heroes, and yours too, if you know about her, and if you've been listening to my show for very long, you do know about her, Grace Marie Turner. Folks, nobody works harder on the planet to help small businesses get the health care coverage, the health care insurance, the health care policy that makes sense for us, where we get what we need without breaking our bank, which is what Obamacare has and is doing. She's the president of the Galen Institute, galen.org. Grace Marie, tell us about Galen.
Nonprofit think tank, and we follow Obamacare and better ideas at galen.org. And also we track Obamacare, what's happening with this law that's affecting so many of your listeners' lives, at obamacarewatch.org. Post news stories several times a day. We do a weekly newsletter. It's an easy way to keep up with what's happening to your life and your business, ObamacareWatch.org.
So be sure to check those out, folks, to support Grace Marie and her efforts. I promise you, she is having a big impact and is having one on the Trump administration and what they're trying to do right now with Obamacare, taking it apart piece by piece. And you're right, Grace Marie. He's obviously got some very smart people in-house who have found the loopholes, and they're basically following the court cases, aren't they? I mean, the court folks, a lot of people don't realize this. If you watched NBC, you wouldn't know this. The court turned away Obamacare in almost every, the lower courts, almost every turn, didn't it, Grace Marie?
Yeah, that's right, and including saying that these cost-sharing reduction payments that are supposed to help people who have high deductibles and high co-payments, to help those payments. The court said the Obama administration couldn't spend that money without appropriation by Congress, but they did it anyway.
Right.
And the Trump administration's been continuing to make the payments because they thought, you know, the Congress will get around to doing this legally and, you know, getting us out of the Obamacare mess. But since they didn't do it, the president said, these are not legal payments, I'm going to not do it. But it's also a negotiating tool to force Congress back to the table.
This is the thing. He's putting the pressure back on Congress. Right. And the thing is that this week, Senate Majority Leader McConnell said, we're going to go back and get this done. I mean, he finally got religion after President Trump did what he did.
Well, partly, I mean, McConnell really did try hard to get a bill out of the Senate. But between McCain and Lisa Murkowski from Alaska,
yeah,
and Susan Collins, they were just like this wall. But we're coming back at it, Jim. One of the things that we realized by going through these four different bills that they considered is that you can't just have a bill that moves the numbers around in the Obamacare subsidies. It really needs to be different. And so we've got a bumper sticker already for what they're doing next. It's called Washington Repeal, States Replace.
Right.
So giving the states more power to produce the kind of health insurance, to approve the kind of health insurance policies that people actually want to buy.
Does this also include the Medicaid block grants?
Yes, it can, or maybe, I mean, this bill has to pass. Members of Congress, Republicans, do not want to go back to their voters in the primaries in the spring saying, oh, I'm sorry, passing the Obamacare repeal was just too hard. We couldn't do it. They can't fail.
They can't say we don't know how to govern.
So we're working with them now while Congress is focused on tax reform to help them put together a bill that can get majority support and try to also help the interest group community, the activist community, to see that this is better than the Obamacare disaster.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to pass something to put us on a different track. It's probably not going to be everything in one bill.
Right.
They can't
do that. But it could get done between now and next year.
No, and it, it, it can't get done until the start of next year.
Right.
Because they're totally focused on tax reform.
I meant during next year, between now and the end of next year.
For the following election.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, they've got to do this. Or they're in big trouble.
Right.
And just remind people, it took the Obama administration a lot longer than this to get Obamacare done.
A year and 15 months. Quick question before
we go, and I've only got 20 seconds. Is it a myth that people are liking Obamacare?
It's a myth.
It's only because everybody's scared to death about
what the Republicans are proposing.
Yeah.
And it's really failing. We're going to have more people uninsured at the end of this year than we did before Obamacare started. It's failing.
Galen.org and the other one?
ObamacareWatch.org.
Okay. Hey, Grace Marie, keep up the good work. Thanks for being here. Good job, and come back soon.
Thank you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.